Okay. So first of all, because I never want you to think that I'm being hypocritical and challenging you to standards that I don't try to keep for myself. So I'm working very, very hard for you guys to show discipline and schedule integrity and show up every day and be at 7 o'clock and wake up and not waste time. And I also don't want you to think that I'm wasting your time and taking this year's start time for granted. So I'm not at liberty to say why, but last night I think I was in bed about 90 seconds the entire night. I literally made it back. I had a lot of things that I needed to take care of. Again, privacy I can't really share. So I only davened at around 8:30 or so because that was the time I made it back and just getting together. A lot on my head right now. A lot I'm trying to handle, but this year is really important and you're always in my head. So I don't want you to think like, oh, I just had an easy day and went out for coffee with my wife and went to the Late Minyan. I didn't have to make a brachas atara today, according to Moshe Shachem. But I made it anyway, because we're in argue to make a brachas atara. Okay, actually I did. I did close my eyes at some point, and in some other place. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we'll make it through this year today. Let's review what we saw in Erev Shabbos, especially for the benefit of all those who may have been out doing other mitzvahs and weren't able to learn Torah on Friday Erev Shabbos, because Amech Kulim Tzadikim, who is given the benefit of the doubt. Let's review what we said. I decided to slow down a little bit. I really wanted to finish this up, but I thought there was just too much depth to this for me just to skim over it with a quick share yesterday. So we'll try to elaborate a little bit today, not too long, and then we'll get right into the heart of the matter. Get down to business, as I say, Isha Mishum Chitzav. Okay, Rish Lakish has something which, at least on the surface, sounds less dramatic, less provocative. Isha Mishum Emona, right? That's what everyone in the world would say. There's Shane Mishum Emona, Karen Mishum Emona, Regal Mishum Emona, okay, Bor, somewhat, Quasi Mishum Emona. So the fact that Aisha is Mishum Emona, okay, that's... But when you start to pry it open, you realize that Rabbi Yochanan has a really good claim. What do you own about the fire? Fire is a chemical process. There's nothing to own. It's just fire. Fire is the emission of energy particles from the oxidation of fuel that energy produces. What are you owning? There's not any, at least a bore. There's some hole. There's some capability of impact. So how do you create ownership on fire? And that's why Rabbi Yochanan defaulted away from Mammon and moved over to Isha Mishum Chitzav. Okay, so we first of all, we said the simplest pshat and the pshat that would make life easy for everyone is has Tosus started to say. Again, Tosus doesn't tell us what it is. He tells us what it's not. Let's just, good Chazara session, okay? I was on a Zoom yesterday with the boy who asked me, when do we Chazara say every single day, every single shir? Because we don't have an official Chazara Seder, so I think we Chazara every single shir because we try to create continuity. Okay, so up to Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, and Tosus says, Isha Mishum Mimono Kolomar, Chiev Mimono Yeshbo. Doesn't mean you own it. Against, of course, a very important French Rishon that we'll see in a few minutes, named Rashi, perhaps that's his grandfather. Doesn't mean mammon in the classic sense. Mammon is just a catchword. Don't start running for these quixotic new ideas called Isha Mishum Chitzav, Rabbi Yochanan. I can shoehorn Eish into mammon. I can configure it to look like the other things. Now, how will I shoehorn it? By turning mammon, Yossi, into non-monetary, but into something else. So the easiest something else is pshia, that you're chayy for the pshia, and that could be the machlokas. This could be the machlokas achron amarayim we've been looking for. Who holds that the machayy of the baal for mammon shehizik is mammonus? Rabbi Yochanan. And because it was all circled around mammonus, it's centered around mammonus, there's no way he could call Eish Nizki mammon, and he had to categorize it as Nizki Adam. Whereas Rish Lakish held the machayy of mammon shehizik is pshia, so therefore pshia. You can be poshe about an animal, you can be poshe about a fire, you can be poshe about a bora. Pshia is a much more flexible and supple concept that can stretch across it all. And if that's true, the shir can end. Now we saw Tosfos walking into the mind of Rabbi Yochanan and saying, well, maybe Rabbi Yochanan even agrees that the mechayev is pshia, but can a Kadosh Baruch Hu mechayev you to watch something that doesn't exist? Only davish is be mamash. Okay, so it's a sub machlokus. What Hashem can mechayev you to watch, and what do you be considered a pshia for? But that's the easiest way out of the sukkah. The word mammon really, really, really is lav dafka. Which Rishon creates problems for us? Which Rishon do we see on Friday starts to create problems? Rashi. Rashi creates problems because, well, actually it's not even the Rashi, it's the Gemara. Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't get to prepare this that much, but take a step back. It's not the Gemara, because the Gemara has two questions. Okay, now let's see the two questions in unison. There are basically four brisos, so four questions that are raised by the Gemara. Two on Chav Beis, two on Chav Gimel. Chav Beis and Beis, we'll get to them, Hashem, tomorrow when we discuss Rabbi Yochanan. But the two scenarios which the Gemara poses to challenge Rish Lakish is the scenario of the dog, thank you, Yisrael David, who takes the cake that's on fire, and the scenario of the camel who lights a city, who incinerates a city with the flax having caught fire from the light or the candles of the store owner. In each case, the Gemara says this halacha, that you can be chayav not just for Eish of Adam, when Noam lights something, but for Eish of a dog or Eish of a camel, your dog and your camel, this makes perfect sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's Isham Isham Chitzav. Use the word Koach instead of Chitzav, at least until tomorrow. So just like I'm chayav for Eish, because it's like my Koach, so I'd be chayav for my animal's Eish, because it's my animal's Koach. Whether it's Sraros or not, we'll see, but at least in Rabbi Yochanan's world, you can generate at least the foundation of a chayav. But according to Reish Lakish, the Gemara says twice, and we'll read it together, how could the Baal HaKelev be chayav for the Eish? Now let's read the Gemara. Bishlo Madiyam, in the middle of the Gemara, Chavez Manav Yishem Shem Chitzav, Chitzav the Kelefu. Madiyam Yishem Shem Memono, Hayesh, Lav Memono de Baal HaKelefu. Who cares if it's the Memono of the Baal HaKelev? Okay, so the owner of the dog doesn't own the fire, but we all know that when Reish Lakish said Mamon, he didn't mean Mamon Dafka, you don't have to own the fire, you're Poshea. So I'm poshea for my fire when I let a fire go, and I'm also poshea when I let my dog run around and take other people's fire. What does the Gemara mean that we have a problem according to Reish Lakish? And we'll see what the answer is. We have a problem according to Reish Lakish. If you held Ishma Shemamono, how could you be high for the dog's fire? Why not? I'm poshea and then my dog's fire. What's the problem? And the same question in Reish Lakish is posed by the Gemal. What happens in the Gemal? Gemal, of course, is a Mishnah later on Semach Beis. Look at two-thirds of the way down in the Gemara. Gamal tan pishtan, v'yavar b'shes harabim, nichnas ha-pishtan o'letoch ha-chanos v'dal g'vinesh l'chemvani, bala gamal chayiv. Nichavarim l'chutz, chemvani chayiv. Depends where the fire was. If the fire was inside the building, inside the store, then the gamal person is chayiv because his animal took the fire. The store owner let the fire out and accessible, and the store owner is chayiv unless it's chanukah according to Peter, but let's put chanukah on the side. So when it says again, Mishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, just like I'm chayav for my ish, because it's my koach, my extension, I could be chayav for my gamal's ish, because it's my gamal's extension, however it'd be mechayav. Whereas if I hold like Reish Lakish, again, what does the Gemara say? Look at the Gemara Ella. Now we're about 10 lines up from the bottom. 3, 6, 9, 10. Ella, adiyam, yishim, mimono, hayesh, lav mimona debala gamalhu. If every time we see the word mamon in Reish Lakish, we mean pshia, these two Gemaras don't make sense. If that's our easy solution, Reish Lakish held that the chiyav of niske mamon is pshia, and you're poshea on eish, and that's what the Gemara meant by calling it mamon, it's in the category of niske mamon as opposed to the category of adam amazik, then why is the Gemara so perturbed by the possibility that I'd be chayav for the fire my dog takes from someone else, or the fire my camel? Remember, the camel, listen carefully, there's going to be a major, major issue today. In the case of the dog took the fire and the coal that didn't belong to the dog. It took the fire and the coal that belonged to the Baal HaCharara. In the case of the camel, it just took a flame. But what provided the fuel for the ultimate fire? The pishtan of the Baal HaGamal. So it's even more fire of the Gamal owner. In the case of the dog took a coal and a fire from someone else and was just a transport mechanism to move from one location to another location. In the case of the Gamal, it actually took a flame, created a potential fire hazard with its own pishtan, and then incinerated the city and then burnt the city. And yet in both cases, the Gemara's concern, according to Reish Lakish, it's not Mamon or the Baal HaKelev, it's not Mamon or the Baal HaGamal. Who cares? Mamon doesn't mean Mamon. Mamon means Pshia. So this is what forced us and forced Rashi into a different read of Reish Lakish. And we're going to try to unpack Rashi. Let's see both Rashis. We'll repeat what we said on Friday, and then we'll try to think about a different idea, which will involve a little bit of a bigger production. Okay? Rashi twice says, Lav Mimono de Baal HaKelev, Rashi Dibur Maschel Lav, Lav Mimono de Baal HaKelev, El de Baal HaKharara. It's not owned by the Kelev, it's owned by the Baal HaKharara. Therefore, the Kasha is in Reish Lakish, Hachi B'chayev, and the Gemara's answers, we'll see you later, Ajed Duyeh. Hold off. The Gemara has an answer for Reish Lakish, has a surprise up its sleeve, according to Beit Hanano. We'll see later what that means. The Gemara has the same kasha by the Gemal. Elamam de'amish and mimono, a little bit later, lo'on, hayesh la'amam de'bala gemalhu. Amish lakish, okay, it's talking about with the animal, they didn't create fire, but it took fire and burnt each particular element. That would be not fire of a dog or of a gemal, but a gemal doing damage by itself. What difference does it make if the gemal does damage with its paw And when saying, well, the Gemara takes fire and creates damage, it's not Eish. Eish is where wind takes my fire, or wind takes the fire of my animal somewhere else. If I take a fire and I put it onto something, that's not Eish. I put fire into something, that's Saros Adramazek, Shein Regal, it's not Eish. So Mesechsechas Kol Abira means the animal took the fire and actually touched every single location that it burned, so it's not really Eish, and therefore Eish Lakish can solve the Mishnah that way. So because of this, Rashi sounds like he requires Mammon. On Friday, the first option we had is, wait a second, maybe this is one of those cases where you can't really own it based on normal patterns of ownership, but Asan HaKasav Ki'ilu Hein Bershuso. The Torah made it as if it's in your rishus. Like we saw for chametz, you can't own chametz because there's no utility. Like we saw for bor, you can't own bor because it's rishus harabim. But Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Lazar told us, asan akasav kilu b'rishus. So we saw the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia reject that. But at least in our minds, that could be an option. Maybe eish is part of that threesome. Eish, bor, chametz, certain things you don't really own, but the Torah creates deviant ownership in order to create, in the case of bor and eish, liability, in the case of chametz, obligation and chiyuv of bayir abayim matzei. We didn't really know why you wouldn't say it by eish. What's the Mishnah saying by bor or eish? Again, eish is harder to own, so if the Torah is going to pull an abracadabra, it can pull an abracadabra on chametz because you can own bread. It's just this bread on Pesach has no hana, so that's why you can't own it. I can own a bor if it's in a shesayachid, let's say. But this bor in a shesarabim, I can't own asana kasav kila b'shesayachid. Not only will you own a bor in your shesayachid, you'll own a bor in a shesarabim. But by eish, I can't conceptually create ownership on something which is a chemical reaction, and therefore, maybe you can apply asana kasav kila b'shesayachid. On Friday, I started to develop a different pattern. So let me put everything we've said now on the board. Then we'll see exactly where we are, and we'll see where we're heading. When Reish Lakish says Mimona, is it Pshia? In which case, the word Mimono is a category. Or did Reish Lakish mean Dafka Mamon? Now, if it's Dafka Mamon, could it be that it's real ownership? Asan HaKasav. And we'll see what the kashas are on this, but let's first get to the answer and then see how it solves the kasha. I'd rather, instead of going slow, I'd rather give you the entire picture. Or it's some other definition of mammon. The word mammon means not legal ownership, monetary ownership, but some other type of ownership. And we saw the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Again, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz was learning the sugya like Tosfos, not like Rashi. We'll see later. I'll tell you what the difference between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Peretz is later, but for now, let's conflate them. But they're not really the same, but I like the language of Rabbeinu Peretz, that if you're using it in Rashi, to solve Rashi. So we'll get to this later. Rabbeinu Peretz said this other definition is called Baal HaTakal. Just like by bor, you could say that you don't really own it legally. If you take asana kasav kila b'shusa lav dafka, like I own it legally, but I'm chayiv because by bor you're not chayiv for legal ownership, you're chayiv for bala takala. Can we extend bala takala beyond bor? On the one hand, bor is the worst bala takala. What makes bor the worst bala takala? No?
It was me.
It was what? Say better. Say it in Davav language, right? With that Rishus and Tchilas Asiyas LeNezek. So Bor is the ultimate takala, because it's without Rishus, it's in a public location, and it's dangerous from the get-go, and it doesn't need really anything else to create the danger. Danger is inherent. Whereas Eish and other things like I don't know, Rabbeinu Peretz, where's Yossi? I'm not so sure. You really can say that Baal Takala is Bor. Not anything beyond. Which Rishon was a really big Baal HaTakala fan? That you can own the mazik, not the item. I don't own the item, but I own the hazard. When I create a hazard, I'm called the owner of the hazard. Look at me. It's like there's a shadow world taking place. Do you own the item? No. But you own the mazik. Do you own a bar? No. But I own the component of hazik in the bar. I create a hazard. There's a hazard lurking within every object. Do I own the bar? No. If I want to be Makadosh, you own with the bar? Well, it's karkas, and maybe I can or I can't. Do I own the bar? I don't know. If you steal my bar, karka in exiles. Whatever. Something falls into the bar, Alex. Good kasha. This would be a great, great, you know, this like crazy lumdish kasha, where it's like when I always tell you, try to stick within your categories and have sharp categories. When you don't have sharp categories, people ask all these like very weird questions. So what would happen, Adam, if you dug a bor b'rishus harabim and a metziah fell into the bor? Would you be zochin the metziah after yesh? After all, it's your chatzur, so the kasef kilu b'rishus, right? So if you take it literally, yeah, but I'm saying it's not true. You don't really own the bor. You own the hezek of the bor. And you can own the component of damage, of threat, of peril, without owning the object. Who is the Rishon that blows this open, that says this? Yes. Who am I talking about? Come on, chorus, Greek chorus. Tosvos Ononvav. So let's see what Tosvos Ononvav says. Tosvos is muy extreme, very extreme. But all of a sudden, Tosfos makes us think that Baal HaTakala can exist outside of Bor. After all, Ari, I was just saying in Bor, because the Torah says, V'chi yiftach, v'chi yichra, l'skei kriya psicha, the Lashon HaGemara Mimtas. But all of a sudden, the Gemara Nun Vav introduces an interesting scenario. Let's see the scenario. Bottom of Nun Vav Amanal. The Mishnah said that if Ganovim take an animal out of a watched and guarded area, they're going to have a mechayef. So Gemara says, and we saw this line already in a very, very seminal Tosfos, top of the Gemara, Nunva, Pshita, Kivan de Afkua, Kayimale, Bershu Silachol, Mile. Very important Ganav Gemara. That once the Ganav takes it, he has Kinyane Geneva. Kayimale, Bershu Silachol, that's why he's chayef, the animal damages. Okay, Tosfos had two deos, why the Ganav is chayef. But why would the Mishnah have to tell me that? I know that, Dovi, from learning Merubah. I know that already. I don't need a mission to tell me that if a Ganav takes an item, he's chayev for that item's damage. I don't need the mission to say that. Where it says, Lo tzricha dekamale bi'ape. Where the Ganav didn't perform a Maisa Kinyan to make him a classic Ganav. Kamale bi'ape. Kihada amar rabba amar rav masna amar rav. This is a pretty good masara. Rabba in the name of masna in the name of rav. Hamamid behemas chavero. Al kamas chavero. Chayev. Mamid. If let's say I go into Gabi's house in Scarsdale, okay, and I say, look, I am a big Talmud Chacham, I know how not to be a Ganav. I'm going to take out Gabi's animal and move it over all the way to Avi Cohn's estate, 770, and I'm going to move the animal over like this, you see? Look, guys, no hands, no hand check, no foul, okay? And then make sure the animal can't move like those crazy protesters, you know, didn't let the guy move in the college campus. I'm making the animal move. I got my friend Natan's helping me and Alicia's helping me. We corner the animal and we move the animal step by step by step until it gets to Gabi's field and starts eating his fruit. Avi's field starts eating his fruit. I'm not a Ganav. So you can't say, oh, you're the Ganav, you're Chayev. I'm a Mamid, Behemas Chavero, Al Kamas Chavero. Where it says you're chayiv, and that's what the Mishnah means, that's your listing. The question is why? Why would I be chayiv if I'm not a ganav? So there are many answers to that question, which we're not going to see now, but let's see Tosfos. Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Hamame Behemes Chavero. V'af al pi she'ein ha-behima shelo chayiv mitam shein v'regel. V'af al gav dichsiv b'iro Kididei chashiva hoil v'hu asa k'mo madlik pishtano shel chavero b'nero shel chavero. What would you say? I'll tell you what. Let's maybe explore a little. What would you say? Why would I be chayev before reading Tosfos? I don't own it, but go back to our normal mechayev. I could be chayev even though I don't own it because of what? The pshia. I'm smashaya. That word's missing from Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kididei chashiva, hoel v'huasa. You're the Frankenstein. You're Dr. Frankenstein. You made the peril. You made the monster. Hoel v'huasa. Dehave kimo madlik pishtano shel chavero b'nero shel chavero. What's the paradigm of being chayiv because you created a hesek? For some interesting reason, Tosfos doesn't cite Bor, he cites Eish. What do you think Rabbeinu Peretz got his Baal HaTakala for Eish theory from this Tosfos in Baba Kama? You know the paradigm, Alex, of being chayev when you don't own something but you made the hezek? Eish. And the application is moving the animal to someone else's rishus and putting its mouth right over the food without picking it up. end, Tosfos is big chiddush. Let's read the end of Tosfos. One second. I'm sorry. We don't have to read the end of Tosfos. We see the beginning. I want to make it complicated. And what's the second chiddush of Tosfos? That you could be chayev for being a yotzer hamazik, not just within the world of bor, and not just within the world of eish, but within which categories? Shein and regel. This is a case of shein and regel, which Tosfos in the end says, therefore you'd be pater and shus harabim, you don't be chayev and shus chavero. Mamed bim is chavero, kamas chavero. Now, in terms of broader Bava Kama theory, does this mean that Shane and Regal have two tracks? One is where you own it, slash, you're the Poshea. B, Zev, is where you're not the owner of the Poshea, but you're a Yotzer Hamazik of Regal? Or, what makes more logic in Tosfos is that this is the only track that Tosfos believes, this Tosfos in Bava Kama, is a third paradigm. We're going back to the first table we ever made. Why are you Chayiv when your animal damages? Either because you are a Moshea, or because you own it, or because by letting your animal run free, you're considered the Yotzer HaMazik. Which Gemara did we see suggest that you're the Yotzer HaMazik, that we trace it back to you, not by negligence, not by monetary, but by partial authorship? Nun Hei. What's the Gemara's language in Nun Hei? Kiyaver Ish Es Beiro, Ubir Besteacher, Kein Ubir. By my animal running free, knowing that my animal is going to run into your rishus and eat or trample, it's like I'm the author. I'm not the poshea. I'm not the owner. I'm the author. How am I the author? I'm sitting at home. Yeah, but by letting my animal loose, I created a hezek that could potentially damage you. That's the humongous chiddush in Tosfos. The humongous chiddush in Tosfos that Yetziras HaMazik Rabbi Soloveitchik talked about this Tosfos extensively. So please don't forget this Tosfos. You want to be a Talmud of a Talmud of Rabbi Soloveitchik? You got to know this Tosfos. Can't say you learned in this year, you don't know this Tosfos. Waiting for this Tosfos. The chiddush in Tosfos is that Yetziras HaMazik runs free. It applies to Boris Mechayev Yetziras HaMazik, Eishes Yetziras HaMazik, Shein and Regal either have a part that's Yetziras HaMazik or that's the definition of all Shein Veregal. Let's ramp down this Tosfos. Let's tone down this Tosfos. You know what? I don't know if I can apply to Shein Veregel, Ari. I'll find another way to explain Mamid Behemis Chavera. But one thing you see in Tosfos, and this is where the Rebbeinu Peretz got it from, Eish and Bor share the same DNA. Namely, the Mechayev for Eish, because according to Tosfos, that's the paradigm. This is an amazing omission. Dovi, the fact that Tosfos doesn't mention Bor is an amazing omission. If you're looking for a paradigm for Yetziras HaMazik, just quote Bor. Just quote the Gemara Kriya Pesicha. Why doesn't Tosfos quote Bor? It's a hard question to answer. Why someone doesn't do something. Hard enough to answer why someone does do something. Someone doesn't mention Bor. When Tosfos is looking for, Afol gav delav didei, you don't own behemes chavero, avol hu asa, kimo, you know what else I don't own that I created I'm chayev for? It rhymes with or, and it starts with beis, and it's Bor. Why is Tosfos running to Eish? It's an interesting question in Tosfos when we're learning Bor in Mir Tzashem. But we're now learning Eish. And for Ish purposes, this Rabbeinu Peretz is reinforced by Tosfos and Bava Kama. Obviously, Tosfos probably said it before Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz is writing in the 13th century. Tosfos is probably, whoever said this, is probably in the 11th, 12th century, 100 years before. Could this be, before I answer your question, could this be what Reish Lakish meant by Mamon? Just look at the table and let it sink in, because now we're going to start to discuss this issue. Could this be? Did Reish Lakish mean, you know what, the word mamon doesn't mean anything. You don't know anything, you just push it. It's like a way of saying pshia. The word mamon, I say mamon, you say pshia. Basically, Reish Lakish is the word mamon was rejecting Rabbi Yochanan. You're running to Adam and Nisik. It's just like Shein Veregel. Why is it like Shein Veregel? Because they share a common DNA of pshia. Or did Reish Lakish really mean that you own something about the animal? Now, how could I own the fire? Either because the Torah gives me that ownership, asana kasif, or doesn't really mean you own the fire. You can't own fire. I own the hazard. Because I created the hazard. They're from the Baal Takala. Baba Kama creates a split between legal monetary ownership and only the Takala. That split is evidence in Bor. It's evidence, at least according to Tosfos, when I take Alex's animal and usher it over to Avi Zushus. Who owns the animal? Alex owns the animal. Who owns the hezek? I own the hezek because I created it. And that could be what Rish Lakish said about Bor. After I answer Azariah's question, I will say, well, what are the criteria to be Bala Takala? Could there be factors in which you can't be Bala Takala, even though you authored the hazard? And then we'll see what Rashi's talking about, what the Ben Chananel's talking about, what the Rambam's talking about, and we'll see a split between Rashi and Beta Peretz. So if you want to know where we are in the map of the sugya, we've developed two ways to view Mammon, if you take it literally. We're going to take this approach and say, you know what? What factors will influence who's Bala Takala? Okay, Azariah.
Is there another way to maybe say that within this Bala Takala Svara, it's not a Tzir Samasik issue, it's some sort of Chaser Shmira issue?
You could say that just it's backwards. The Bala Takala is such a powerful language. It contains, remember, it's taken from the Gemara Daf Nun, it contains everything we're looking for. It's bialus, so it's streamed through bialus, but it's not legal ownership, it's Takala bialus.
Is it bialus? Because it's fundamentally a different Machayat.
Okay, so let's wait and see the criteria for when you are. You're not. If we get to learn Bor, we'll see. This is a new thing for us. Right? Tosis is big chiddush is that I could take someone else's animal and we'll reference Tosis as an extreme version. And since I just enabled and facilitated and choreographed everything, I'm called the Asa. Is that true? Maybe the fact that it's your animal, maybe. Let's talk about that. Okay? So, using Azariah as a prompt. Azariah is a good prompter. He always touches on the nerve center of the circuit. One way is to say, you know, a Bala Takala, like Tosfos, like Rabbeinu Peretz, has nothing to do with who owns it. Who owns it? Alex. Who created the danger? Me. Period. Who owns the fire? I don't care who owns the fire. If I created the Takala, I'm Chayef. And I'm Chayef no matter who owns the fire, because I am the Bala Takala. Could Rashi say, you know what? I also hold the Mechayev as Bala Takala. But you can't be considered Bala Takala. No. You can't own fire. Or whatever. You don't own the fire, but you can't be considered Bala Takala. Say a little different, Ari. With someone else's fire. You don't have to own it. But you can't be the Bala Takala if the fire is owned by someone else. Look carefully, Ari, at Rashi. When the Gemara had a problem with Reish Lakish, what did Rashi say? The Gemara said it's not Mimono Shel Bala Kelev. What did Rashi say? What did Rashi add? El de Bala Charar. He's not concerned by the fact that the Bala Kelev doesn't own it. The Gemara is concerned, according to Rashi, by the fact that it's someone else's fire. Not that someone owns it, Gavi, necessarily, because you still can't own fire. But, can you change the words from ownership to? Because we don't care about ownership now, we care about Bala Takala. But can I be called the Bala Takala when someone else let it? Created it. I didn't create it. The word mammon doesn't mean dollar signs. The word mammon means who made the takala. When I dig a bar, I made the takala. Now, Natan, it's super interesting. If we ever get to bar, can I step in and become the new bala takala? Where did we see that happening? That even though you made the bar takala first, I can become the ultimate bala takala in your place. Because I added the nuclear warhead. I added the death threat. By Aish, at least for now, you lit your fire, Hillel, and you're a shus with your cake or something, and then my dog took your fire somewhere else. According to Reish Lakish, the whole chiyuv is your Bala Takala, according to this Mahalech, the Gemara says, according to Rashi, not according to Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, I'll read the way Tosus read it, okay? We're going to have a lot of new things here, guys, so keep on the ball. Keep me awake also. I'm trying to keep awake, you keep awake also. The Gemara says, how could Reish Lakish be Mechayiv? It's not Mimon. You know what? I'll skip Tosos. Maybe we'll get to it in the end. I see we got a streamlined here today. How could you be Chayiv? How could you be Bala Takala? How could you be Mimon? It's not your fire. It's not my fire. It's a fire that someone else lit. So I'm not the Bala Takala with a Harara She'eino Shalom. Namely, there are Beinu Peretz and Rashi. Look at the red I just erased. Could be arguing, assuming Reish Lakish meant Bala Takala. That's what he meant by mammon, because Rabbeinu Peretz says it. So according to Rabbeinu Peretz, Baal HaTakal is independent of who lit it. If Reuven lit it, but my animal took it to the place that it did the damage, then according to Rabbeinu Peretz, I become Baal HaTakal. My animal can become Baal HaTakal. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Peretz could not learn the Gemara's Kasha according to Reish Lakish the way Rashi learned it. We'll see later in the end of Shir how Tosfos learned the Kasha. Tosfos and Rabbeinu Peretz, we'll see later. Rashi felt, no, that if Natan lit the fire with his Charara, he created the fire, I can never, ever become the Baal HaTakala when someone else lit it. And that was the Gemara's Kasha on Reish Lakish. El Lamandi Amar Ishim Ishim Mimono / Baal HaTakala Lav Mimono de Baal HaKala. Someone else lit the fire. Okay, I'll wake everyone up. We didn't start the fire. Someone else, okay. Now it's a, we didn't start. Everyone, someone else did it. Since someone else created the hazard, I can never. I can step in and become the new Baal HaTakal of Bor by digging an extra tefach, by adding a warhead. But I can't become a Baal HaTakal on Eish because all the potential heat and damaging potential was there already. So I can't become the Baal HaTakal with someone else's fire. Rabbeinu Peretz felt you can be Baal HaTakal with someone else's fire. How did he learn the Gemara's Kasher and Reish Lakish? We'll see at the end of Shir. Trust me, Tosfos has a different way to learn. Namely, when Rashi said it's not the fire of the dog, but someone else's, he didn't require that it be the fire of the dog. He just required that it be not a fire that someone else lit, because then you're not the Baal HaTakal. And that's why he says the Kasha on Reish Lakish was, how could you be Mechayev for your dog's fire? You didn't create the fire. In which case, the Gemara readjusts the case. No. The dog, according to Rashi, threw the fire. And when a dog throws fire, what is that? It's not Eish, but it's... According to Rashi, Tzeros. Go back to the Tzeros. Okay. Once it's Tzeros, we solve the according to Reish Lakish. Namely, Adam, according to Reish Lakish, the mission is Tzeros, the dog through the fire. According to Byachanan, it's Chitz of the Kelev, and it's Eish of the Kelev, Koch of the Kelev, however that pans out. But according to Rashi, Reish Lakish was forced to concede this can't be Eish, because you can't be Baal HaTakala, because it is someone else's fire. Okay. Can a Rishon hold that maybe even though someone else lit the fire, a major action that impacts the fire can make me the new Baal HaTakala, similar to Bor? Till now I've presented Rashi based on the Gemara as an absolute. What's the absolute? If it's someone else's fire, you're not Baal HaTakala. That was the problem with Reish Lakish. And the Gemara was forced to concede that Reish Lakish is based on Tzeros, so the animal threw the fire. Is there any scenario in which Reuven lights the fire, the Baal HaCharara, but something that Shimon or Shimon's animal does makes you the new Baal HaTakala?
Well,
what? Okay, so that's one thing. But give me an obvious. You saw the Mishnah on Daf Samach. Let's turn to the Mishnah Daf Samach. In your mind, think purely logically. What could the second person do? What could he do that could make him the new Baal HaTakal? What did I just do?
Fan
the flames. And when I increase either the speed or the heat, whatever I'm doing, whatever the Gemara's case is, we'll hopefully get to it. So even though I didn't light the fire, I can still be the new Baal HaTakala. Let's look at the Mishnah. This is one of the kashas that Pnei Yehoshua asks on Rashi, because he assumed that Rashi meant real ownership. But you don't own a fire, you fan. The answer is, you're right. It's not about ownership. It's about authorship. And if you light the fire, I'm not the author. But if you light the fire and I blow it, then I am the author, because I added heat, distance, whatever I'm adding. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. Okay, here, it's on Daf Nun Testament Base. Again, if anyone has a little extra time for Lumbus, start with the mission in Testament Base to the end of the sixth parak and try to take some of the ideas in that parak and move it in. I'll quote here or there, but let's just see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, second Mishnah, we'll get to the first part of the Mishnah, but the end of the Mishnah, Ba'acher Veliba, let's say Adam lights the fire and Yisrael David comes on his time off from AI, or he sends an AI bot and he blows the fire. Hamalabe chayiv. What do you mean, Rashi? the blower and the fanner doesn't own it. And Rashi, you say you need ownership according to a shluckish. The answer is Rashi never meant ownership. Rashi meant authorship. So when Hillel lit the fire with his cake and my dog took it, I didn't create anything. I just moved it. But when Hillel lit the fire and I fan it, you know, you ever see the Israeli mongol where they have the fans and you blow the mongol coals? So then I'm blowing the mongol coals. I become the author of the fire. What was the second kash of the Pnei Yoshua from the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Shalech biyad pikeach. I say, Noam, go take the fire and go light up Aaron's house in Atlanta. So because ain't shalech d'var avera, I'm potter, because you shouldn't have listened to me, but you're chayiv. What do you mean, says the Pnei Yoshua against Rashi? Noam doesn't own the fire. The answer is, I'm going to talk about ownership and authorship. And when a human being takes a fire with consciousness to a place that it wants to create damage, you become the Baal Takala. Dogs don't, because dogs are just dragging food to go eat them. Human beings are. Namely, switching Rashi from Mammon to Takala doesn't just help us understand the logic. How could you own fire? It also deflects all the kashas of the Pnei Yoshua. The kashas of Pnei Yoshua, forget the kashas of Tosfos, because those are easier to deflect. If I create sparks, that's other mamazik. If I'm kofif komasa, that's other mamazik. But the real kashas on Rashi from Tosfos are not the Tosfos kasha, but the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. Rashi, the dog has, the owner has to own the fire. How can the bikeach be chayiv? It doesn't own the fire. Rashi, the person has to own the fire. How can the fanner and the blower be chayiv? It doesn't own the fire. The answer is, no one owns fire. It doesn't exist. He never meant ownership. He meant authorship. But if someone else authored the fire, and my dog takes the fire, I can't be chayiv, because my dog didn't create. But if I'm blowing, or my dog blows, then I am chayiv. Or, if I give it to a sane person, and Noam decides I'm going to take the fire over to somewhere else, then you're the author of the danger, of the hazard, because I never expected it to be there. And I didn't expect you to listen to me, because in shlech devar afer, divrei rav, divrei tam and misha. Namely, if this is pshat and Rashi, Rabbeinu Paras Yossi can say, you know, I don't care. It could be your fire, my fire, Zeus's fire, I don't care who. If you take the fire, you're the Baal Takala, and therefore the Gemara has no right questioning. We'll get back to Tosus. No right questioning Rish Lakish. If Isha Misha Mimono, it could be the Mammon of Adir, it could be the Mammon of Adir's dog called Spot. I don't care. Remember, one of my favorite memories was from Bava Kama. I learned Bava Kama, Shana Bet, a good story to wake everyone up. Shana Bet, in Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's share, we learned Bava Kama. We got to the Sugya. There was a young boy named Yaakov Blau, who Baruch Hashem is a nice alumnus of the yeshiva. Have you ever seen the Be'er Miriam series? Yeah, the ones on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the one the yeshiva put out on the verse. We haven't seen them? I'll show you one. They're really fascinating. The yeshiva basically took all the VBM Torah and turned them into Torah that's digestible for a larger, even secular audience that still wants traditional ideas when Yom Tovim come. So let's say you're a secular Jew in Tel Aviv, and it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to sit there learning the Machne Ephraim and the Mat Ephraim and the Vaitarigan's methodology shurim and stuff. So how can we take all this Torah and package it so someone could sit at their table in Tel Aviv or in Haifa and read about the Jewish holiday? So it happens to be all the same Torah, including my shiurim, but obviously not just mine, but just it's not, you know, Be'inyan Barbishus Harabim Rav Moshe Tarigan. It reads more like a book, and there are pictures. It's like a coffee table book, but it's very, very intense Torah. And she put one out on all the Yom Tovim, Chanukah, Purim, Yom Ha'atzmaut. It's a really fascinating book, and bear in mind, it's a really, really hot seller. It's all over the country. You can like walk into any people, firm people, obviously read it because it's real Torah. But it's made in a way that you don't have to be a Ben Torah to read. So anyway, his family sponsored it, which is, you know, a big, big donation to the yeshiva to be a Marbit star. Anyway, he was a very colorful guy, Yaakov. If I ever see him in the basement show, point him out. You're a big guy, booming voice. So we all sat with Aaron Shear, knees wobbling, terrified, nervous. Like if I ever asked Rav Aaron Akasha, I would write it out three times. Girsa number one in Hebrew, Girsa number two, Girsa number three. I turned to my friend and say, can I practice on you three times? I went out to the mikvah four times and I came back before I asked the Akasha. This guy got up, no compunction, he raised his hand. Let's say Alex is Rav Aaron, Rav Aaron called on him. Everyone's in the back. So he says, his booming voice. And we all like, it was quick questions forwards. Monagid, Shiesli Gadish. Okay, we're listening. Viesli Kelev, okay. The Korim Lashem Kelev spot or something. He starts naming the Kelev. And then, like, we're all dying in our seats. Our Rav Aaron's sitting like the most patient person in the world. He's like, there's this whole story. And then like he turns around to the rest of the shir, like he's telling a story. Bart's sitting there. He's like sitting there performing for the audience in front of her. Like, what's going on here? So every time I see Yaakov, I remember the story of Spain, I remember the Skamar. So according to Tosfos, for some reason, if you say Bala Takala, which is what Rabbeinu Peretz felt, again, could be. Aryeh, could be that's what Tosfos felt. We don't know what Tosfos means Mamon. The big mystery in the sugya is, what does Tosfos think the word Mamon means? We know what he doesn't think it means. He doesn't agree with Rashi. Does he agree with Rabbeinu Peretz? Who knows? But let's say for the argument's sake, Tosfos agrees with Rabbeinu Peretz. And it's Bala Takala in Tosfos' mind, not what he thought Rashi meant. He thought Rashi meant literally he had a whole bunch of kashas. But let's say it's Bala Takala. Period. You're the Bala Takala if you light a candle, light a fire. Your dog's the Bala Takala if you light a fire. And therefore the kasha and Rish Lakish couldn't be, it's not the mamon of the kelev, it's the mamon of the chararo. Because if it's Bala Takala, it could be the takala of your kelev. Rashi disagreed. He says, no. If David lights the fire and my dog takes it, then me and my dog would have the Bala Takala, because you lit the fire. Now if I fan the fire, then I'm the Bala Takala. If you give me the fire and I'm the kiach, I'm the Bala Takala. We'll see in a second, I forget who said something before, Aliyah and Arzad, there may be some way for the Kelev to become Bala Takala. We'll see in a moment. We'll see Rabbein Hanano. There may be cases where you are Bala Takala, even though someone else lit the fire. But that's the pressure point between Rabbein Peretz and Rashi. Once you say Bala Takala, according to Rabbein Peretz, the dog can be Bala Takala, and we'll see at the end of Shir how Tosfos, just out of interest, how Tosfos learned the Kasha and Reish Lakish. But Rashi learned the Kasha and Reish Lakish, that if Isham, Isham, and Mono, and Mono means Bala Takala, Hakti b'chayiv and kelev when someone else lit it. And therefore, according to Rashi at least, there is no possibility to fit Eish into this Mishnah. Where my dog takes Yossi's fire, Yossi's the Bala Takala, my dog isn't. And according to Reish Lakish, you know what the Mishnah really meant? My dog threw the fire, not Eish, Saros. Point two, guys, this is okay. Keep everyone. Point Reish Lakish, rip Eish out of the Mishnah. This is not an Eish Mishnah. You want to learn Eish? Go to the sixth parak. There is no fire in the second parak. Good kasha, right? Find the lamdan in the street, say, is there any Eish in the second parak? Say, what do you mean? Chaf Bey is a Meralef, Chaf Alef Min Bey is a Mishnah. This is not, according to Reish Lakish, there is no Eish in the Mishnah. Kel Vagdisha Katsu is an Eish, and Kel Shanat Harar is an Eish. Because it can't be Eish, because Lav Moda Baal Kelev. And Ajit too, it means the animal threw the fire, and that's already Tzveros, it's not Eish. So in the end of the day, there is no Eish, and Mishnah is going to Mishnah, because you can't be Baal Takala with someone else's fire, period. Listen to me carefully. On the opposite extreme, Rabbeinu Peretz says, once you're Baal Takala, I don't care who lit it. The dog creates the Takala by creating the movement. And therefore, the Kasha and Reish Lakish, how could there be Eish in the Mishnah, has to be some other Kasha. We'll see where it tells Rabbeinu Peretz lands. We'll see a third sheet in a moment that maybe the dog can still become Bala Takala, but only under certain circumstances. Yes, Azaria.
Isn't saying that Rashi saying it's a Bala Takala a tremendous fiddish because then you have to say Shor is also Bala Takala?
Why?
Because he starts off Rashi Mishamimono saying Kisharo Uboro.
Again, the Kisharo Kibaro could just mean I categorize it outside of Adam HaMazik. He's just responding to Rav Yochanan, subsuming it in Adam HaMazik. It doesn't have to be that Shor and Boro is also Bala Takala.
But if it's a fundamentally different Machayah, then why would you mention that case? I understand Bor, but sure.
Again, as I said before, he's just saying, nah, come on, like, stand up. I'll show you what he's doing. He says, come on, stand up. Like, come on, guys. Come on, Rabbi Yochanan. Come on, what are you, Come on, Adam HaMazik. You know, I do something really, really dramatic. It's every conversation is relative. If you open to something really extreme, it's like, come on, you know, hey, they're buddies. Come on, Rebbe. It's Niske Mammon. Niske Mammon has a lot of nooks and crannies in it, okay? Okay. Could it be that there's a middle position? Not that we don't care who lit the fire, Rabbeinu Peretz, and therefore Rabbeinu Peretz has to learn Reish Lakish, the Kasher Reish Lakish differently. The X factor, it's on the shelf above Zeb, we'll get to it. Not Rashi, that once someone else lit it, there's no way, shape, or form that your animal can make you and the animal the new Baal HaTakala. And the day it depends on how the animal moves it. So who said before, Leah? What did you say before? I think it was Zev. What happens if the animal lets it? Maybe if the animal lifts it, then all of a sudden, by lifting it out of its original location and then redepositing it, the lifting maybe creates you or your animal, and you by extension, as the new Bala Takala. Did anyone see a Gemara where lifting, not digging, but lifting, makes you the new Bala Takala? Anyone know what Gemara I'm referring to? I know, our Gemara. We're talking about a different Gemara. You know which Gemara I'm referring to here? Right. Was that Gemara? Remember? Right. So let's look at the Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Right. Lamed is there, and then Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Okay. Right, we just quoted the Yerchayev and Abor, Bershus HaRabim, Asana Kasif. So it's on Daf Chav Testament Beis, a good Chazar. Let's look at the middle. Da'amar Belazim, Mishrim Bishmel, Shnei Devarim, Enam Bershus HaShul Adam, the Asana Kasif, Kiduhin Bershus, Ve'elhin Bar Bershus HaRabim, Chasei Shosh Namala. Well, Mi'amar Rebbe Lazar Hachi, did Rebbe Lazar say that Yerchayev, and since Asana Kasif Kiduhin Bershus, so not only would you be Chayev on a bar, but according to Yemar, even if you're Mafgir Nezakov, you take your Nezak and you're Mafgir them, but it's still yours, because the Torah makes it yours, because it's a bar B'Shus HaRabim, you can Mafgir from today until tomorrow, it's still yours, according to Rebbe Lazar. Asana Kasif, Asana Kasif, Asana Kasif. Did Rebbe Lazar say that? V'ha'ipcha Tanan, Tanan, ha'hovech ha'zagol B'Shus HaRabim, v'huzek ben achar Chayev ben Isko. If I come and I turn over some dung that's in B'Shus HaRabim, then I'm Chayev, I'm the turner over. So the Gemara tries to solve Rebbe Lazar, and the Gemara comes to the following conclusion. Ela Amar Ravashi, kishahavcha lepachos mishlosha. We're talking about where you lifted it less than three tefachim. So that's when there's a machlokas tanaim or yuchayev, the turner over, the guy that came and turned the gullah. Sounds like from Ravashi that if Reuven deposited dung in Rosh Hashanah, and Shimon came and picked up the dung, or whatever else was there, and then put it back down, Shimon would be chayev. Even though he didn't add Adam any new threat, like the ba sheni vehishlim liyud, where you added a threat. The threat was there, but by picking it up and redepositing it, I'm, in the case of a bar, creating a threat. So you see that picking up someone else's hazard and redepositing it makes the second person the Baal Takala. Now that makes sense by bar, because when the animal, or when the person picked it up, it was no longer a threat, and then he put it back down, so it created the threat anew. Could it be, Gabi, that the same thing would apply to Aish? That when I set a fire, and someone picks up the fire, or something picks up the fire, and then redeposits it, the depositor of the fire becomes the new Baal Takala. Rashi says nothing about that. According to Rashi, you could make the claim that once Ari lit the fire, that's it. You're the author, period. No one else can be an author. The Beit Peretz could say, you're always the author. Diametrically opposed to Rashi. Who cares about who owns it? You're the author because he moved it. Could we take a middle position where you can't be the author of someone else's fire? Unless you picked it up, or something picked it up, and put it back down. That's the implication of Rabbeinu Chananel. Let me set up Rabbeinu Chananel for you so you'll understand what he's saying. Again, the kasha of the Gemara was, how could Reish Lakish say you're chayef for the animal taking the fire? It's lav memono de bala kelev, which we're now interpreting now, not that you don't own it and the kelev doesn't own it, but lav memono de bala kelev means you're not the author, because someone else lit the fire. And therefore, the Bala Kelev isn't the author. But it says, you're right, Zev, we have a problem. The Mishnah can't be normally where the dog took the Harara, has to be something else. Hillel, there can't be fire in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is Mechayev the Bala Kelev when the Gadish can't be fire. So according to Rashi, what was the default? The Bala Kelev is not Chayev for Eish. What's he Chayev for? Zaras. Because what does Adje Aduya mean?
Do it.
According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the chiyuv of the Bala Kelev in the Mishnah is not for Eish. It's the same thing. There can't be Eish in this Mishnah. And what's the chiyuv of the Bala Kelev? Anyone know? Can anyone make a jump? Why is the Baal HaKelev Chayiv? Not for Tzvaros, but because of?
Karen Mishun.
What does Adjei Aduya mean according to Ben Hanano? Not throwing it, but nudging it. Nosing it, moving it. And that's Karen, and therefore you'd be Chayiv. What difference does it make if I nudge my horn into something or I nudge a fire into something in an abnormal way? So everything about the Ben Hananel, there's nothing, no chiddush in the Ben Hananel. It's not a chiddush in the logical circuitry of the sugya, but it's what he says that's so outstanding. Let's read the Ben Hananel on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Ben Hananel says, Parak, second wide line, Uparak Reish Lakish could go into Adjei Aduya. How could Reish Lakish read Eish in the Mishnah for the Chiyuv of the Baal HaKelev? There's no Eish Lavamon in the Baal HaKelev. Someone else lit the fire. Rav says, you know, you're right. Kilomer, Adjei Aduya. Kilomer, Log B'Yasacharara. Ela B'Derech Didui. Didui doesn't mean throwing, it means nudging and nosing. Huva El Agadish. Here's the word. Velo Yatzisa Hagacheles Mechezkas Baleha. Vialacharara nezek shalim, because that's Shane. Vialmokam agachelis chatzin nezek, because it's Karen. That line, the Ben Hananel, happens to be totally superfluous. We don't need that line and that logic to solve the problem. Gavi, it can't be Eish, because someone else lit the fire. You and your Kelev can't be the Balak Achelis. Okay, can't be Eish. Why is the Balak Kelev high in the Mishnah? Karen. How do you give you a case of Karen? The animal nudges it. Period. That's all I have to say, Adam, to make sense of this Gemara. This is gratuitous. But it's gratuitous because Rabbeinu Hananel feels that had the Kelev lifted it, then you would have Eish in the Mishnah. Someone else lit the fire. Evidently, Eliyahu, evidently, Zev, when someone else makes a fire, but my animal lifts the fire and redeposits it, my animal and I could become the new, well, the animal could be the Baal HaTakal, and therefore Mechayev, because my animal created that Takal. Namely, a middle position. I'll give you the spectrum again, look at my hands, and I'll draw it on the board in a moment. According to Benner Peretz, once you talk about Baal HaTakala, I don't care who lit it, who didn't light it, my animal could take your fire, Yossi, and the animal will be the Baal HaTakala, and I'll be Chayev. What's the Gemara's Kasim Reish Lakish there for? Why can't we just say regulation in the Mishnah? Your animal took the fire, and he's the new Baal HaTakala? We'll see later what the Kasim was. According to Rashi, on the opposite extreme. There's no way for my animal to be the Baal HaTakala when you lit the fire. That was the Kasher of Reish Lakish. The answer was, the Mishnah is Tzvaros, it's not Eish. Ben Hananel is a middle position. Had your animal lifted my fire, then it would be like me lifting a bar and redepositing it. Animal lifting a fire, recreating the hazard. And the animal would be the Baal HaTakala, and I'd be Chayev, because my animal's the Baal HaTakala. The problem is, the Mishnah is when the animal didn't lift it. The animal nudged it with his nose, and therefore you're chayiv not because of Eish, but because of Karen. And since the animal didn't lift it, there's no way for you to be the Baal HaTakala because the original person lit it and your animal didn't lift it. But had the animal lifted it, then you would be the Baal HaTakala. So let's review what we have so far. I'll put it on the board, and then we'll see one more case in the Rambam, which I didn't give you, but it's pretty easy to see, and we'll complete the circle. And then we'll end the share by looking at how Tosfos would solve or understand the Kasher Reish Lakish, because it opens up a whole new horizon in Bava Kamma, but something we're not going to talk about that much in this sugya, because it's not really related so much to Eish. Okay? So look at the board. One way to learn Mamona according to Reish Lakish is Pshia. The problem is, the Gemara is a Kasher by Kelev, Lav Mamono Debala Kelev. Sounds like you need real Mamon. If you need a real mamon, how do you get to real mamon, not just pshia? One is asanakas of kila b'shusa. But again, it's a hard to learn this, because then why are they going to have a problem with kelev? Anytime my kelev changes the fire, the Torah makes the kelev the owner, makes me the owner. This is a very difficult pshat. We already saw Chachmei Anglia reject this by Eish. The pshat that we're developing today is that mamon doesn't mean monetary ownership, but Baal HaTakala, another definition. Now, if you hold Baal HaTakala, you can hold absolute, namely Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Kelev can be the Baal HaTakala in theory, and then we're left with, as we'll get to, so then what's the problem? Why is he going to have a problem with the Shakish? Why is he going to say, Lav Mono Baal HaKelev? If Mono means Baal HaTakala, Kelev is Baal HaTakala, Bechir is Baal HaTakala. Rashi held the opposite extreme. Rashi held that Ein Baal HaTakala the Eish Shel Acher, period, end of the conversation. Of course, if you're a Malabe, then you're the Baal HaTakala. If it's a Pikeach, then you're the Baal HaTakala. But a Kelev can't be called a Baal HaTakala with someone else's fire. We saw the Rabbeinu Hananel saying, well, it depends. If the Kelev lifts, then the Kelev is Baal HaTakala. But in the Mishnah, the Kelev didn't lift it, and therefore, that's the Gemara's question. How could the Kelev be a Baal HaTakala with someone else's fire when the Kelev never lifted the fire off the ground? Can there be, that's why there's another arrow there, can there be a different scenario in which an animal's action can actually make the animal and the owner into the Baal, the animal at the Kelev, and therefore the owner into the Baal at the Kelev? So now let's read the second Gemara. We're not going to spend that much time on this in Mish Lakish, but at least I want you to at least see what's happening. So let's just read the Gemara. It's a little bit of a in and out Gemara, so I want to make sure you at least know the Gemara. And then we'll see the simple shot, which I'll read to you. And then we'll see the Rambam's shot, which I'll read out loud, but you'll see it in Ben Hananel as well. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Tashma. I read it before. I'll summarize. Camel, straw, fire, store. Okay. So if the fire guy, the store owner, was Poshea, he's chayav. If you left it outside, or a non-Chanukah. If you left it inside, the Gamel's chayav. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Mishnah's on Tzemach Beis. We don't know the Mishnah from Chanukah. Mara says again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah is perfect. Isha was chitzav, Isha was kocho, here's the koach of the Gamel, you're chayav. According to Reish Lakish, it's not the fire of the Baal HaGamel, it's the fire of the store owner, it belongs to someone else. The way we're interpreting Rashi now. Okay. So Gemara says, Hacha b'mayaskinan b'misachseches kol abirakula. With the animal, okay, I like you guys, but not enough to put an eraser into my mouth. Where the animal takes the fire and touches every single house. Again, it doesn't do it with his mouth, it does it with the straw. Takes the straw, touches every single house. So that's not Eish, that's regular or Shane, depending whether the animal is scratching its back or is just walking. Right? So again, we're changing the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis from Eish, going to Reish Lakish, to regular Shein, or possibly Karen, depending on why he does it. Just like we have to change the Kelev Mishnah from Eish to Tzreros or Karen for Reish Lakish, because we can't have Eish of a Baal Kelev with someone else's fire. We're changing the Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis, going to Reish Lakish, from Eish to Shein, regular Karen. We don't really know, but right now we don't really care. Because when an animal takes fire and does damage, that's not Eish. Eish is where animal brings fire somewhere, or an animal lights fire, I light fire, and then the wind takes it. When there's no wind involved, and you're just taking fire and using the heat and the energy to destroy, that's not Eish, according to the Gemara. So, mesachseches kol habir. Just like throwing fire is tsraros, here it's, or nudging fire is karen, because you're doing it in a regular way. Here, touching fire to different places would be non-Eish, but whatever. Karen, Shane, Rega. Where it says, of course, ihachi, six lines from the bottom, so the animal took the fire from the store and used it as his claw, or his teeth, or his horn, so then the animal should always be chayav. Why are you ever mechayav the chenvani? The chenvani left the fire outside, but the animal took it and then adopted it as its horn, or its tooth. Ihachi ema seifa. Iminye chenvani nir v'chutz chenvani chayav. B'imim sachseches, amai chayav. Once the animal takes the fire and then walks somewhere, that movement to another location means the animal is now adopting the fire as its claw, as its tool, whatever, and therefore the chenvani is out of the picture. It says, you're right. Bishamda. The animal stood. So it stood in one place, and it caught fire from the store. Again, these are crazy cases, conceptualization, it can never happen. Stood in one place, took fire from the store, either back of the store, there's no pshi of the chenvani, front of the store, outside, there is pshi of the chenvani, and then lit the entire time. Where it says, wait a second. Where it says, b'shamda, amda v'sechsecha, kol shekein dechenvani patur, or balagam b'chais. Amar refuna bar manoch, mishmeid revika, hachar amai eskinan, kigon she'amda lahatil meimeha. Where the animal stopped to urinate, and therefore you can't say that the balagam was completely a poshel. There's a lot in this Gemara that we're not reading. It says, reisha balagam, look at the back page, chai zay bar levisha betina, he put too much straw. So therefore, that's our metzias. Namely, okay, let's reset our metzias. An animal lit the entire city. Therefore, once the animal lit the entire city, it's not Eish, it's Shein Regel, by touching every part of the city, b'sichsecha, misachseches. Because if the animal just caught on fire and the virus spread, that would be lav mimono de balagamo, there'd be no way to be mechayev de balagamo. So the only way to be mechayev de balagamo is to walk away from Aish and turn Aish into Karen Shane Regal. How do you turn Aish into Karen Shane Regal when the animal touches every place? Wait a second, if the animal actually took the fire and walked around, then you can't be mechayev de balachinvani. Next thing, who are they moving the chairs? Okay, I thought they were moving chairs. You can't be mechayev the balach and money because if the animal took the fire and walked all over town and touched every house, that's the animal adopting the fire as its talon or its tooth or its whatever. So you have to have a middle case where there's a lot of pishtun and it's a small town and the animal stops and doesn't really move but takes the fire. So therefore, it's not eish because it touched every part. That long, long extended pishtun was able to touch every part. So therefore, it's not eish but Karen Shane or Regal. But the animal didn't move, because if the animal moved, we'd be absolutely eliminating the Baal HaChanut. So the only way to create a case where we have to balance who's the worst Poshea is to have the following setup. Again, this is really important. You want to understand what I'm about to say, unless you understood the Gemara. I can't have Eish here, according to Reish Lakish, because it's not the Mammon of the Baal HaGamol, it's the Eish of the store owner. Same problem with Kelev. It's not the Eish of the dog, it's the Eish of someone else. Since I can't have Eish, the only way to mechayev the Baal HaGamol is to say it's not Eish. So in the case of the Kelev threw it. It's Tzoros, or Karen, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. But in the case of the Gamol, I don't have Tzoros as an option. It doesn't sound like Tzoros. So in the case of the Gamol, the Gemara is Ukimta, which is ironclad is Mesachsecha, where the animal touched every single house with its pishtan. Once it touched every single house, that's not Eish, that's Karen, Shein, and Regal. Now Mesachsecha creates a sub-problem. Well, the animal went and touched every single house, so you're completely eliminating the balachanvani, the balachanus, because the animal took the fire and went all over the place. What do we care whether the fire was inside or outside? The animal took the fire and walked around with it. Whereas it says, well, it must be where it touched every single house in the city while it was standing, because it had a lot of pishtun, and while it was standing, all the pishtun. So on the one hand, it's not eish, because you have misachsechas. On the other hand, the animal didn't walk around, so the chanvani is still part of the equation, and therefore we have to see who's the bigger poshea. There's a big group of machlokas we showed them. Did they pay half? Did they pay whole? But that's the setup. Okay, but the writing assumption is there is no possibility for Eish going to Reish Lakish because it's not the Eish of the Baal HaGamol. And just like we had to default to Tzoros or Karen in the Mishnah of the dog for Reish Lakish, we have to default to something else in this Mishnah of the face of the animal physically touched either by walking or in the end by standing with the long pishtun every single house in town, which would be Karen Shainer. Namely, there is no way to fit Reish Lakish into that Mishnah unless you have Misachsechas as your Akimta. Because if you don't misachsechas, if a normal case, if the animal came in with its pishtan, caught fire, and then walked out and the fire spread, you cannot be mechayev the animal and its owner for eish, because it's lav the mamon of the Baal HaGamol, as the Gemara's kasha was in its ukinta. Now let's read the Rambam. You tell me what's missing. You can look at the Rambam, I'll send you the Rambam. You tell me what ukinta is missing from the Rambam. Yud Dalid. Where's Yud Dalid? Yud Gimel. I'll send you the Rambam because I didn't give it to you on the Makaros so you can see it. Okay. Gamal Shuhutan Pishtan, the Over Bishus Harabim, the Nichnas Pishtano Lito Chachanus, the Dolka Benerushel Chanvani, the Hidlikas Kalabira. In the case where the Chanvani was in a Poshea, so he's out of the picture. He kept his fire inside. Baal HaGamol Chayev, they should hear Baba Masui. What's missing? What Ukimta is missing? Misachsechas. Normal case, Gamal goes in, takes fire from a concealed location, so the Chanvani's putter, takes it outside. Fire spreads because the animal took it out of the store and took it outside in the wind. Your chayev, Mr. Gamal, Mr. Jamal, for the Eish of your Gamal. Mamish against the Gemar. According to Reish Lakish. And the Rambam, in the end, you'll see that's really possible in Reish Lakish, but it has to depend on Reish Lakish. You think it's just the Rambam? Take a look, take a glance at the Rabbeinu Chananel, a good friend of Rabbeinu Chananel. Bottom of the page, Chav Beis. V'yakshinan kol shekeinim amdam misachseches. For sure, if the animal is misachseches. Vada he hezeka biyadayim chen v'ni ma'chayiv. How could the chen v'ni ever be chayiv? It's misachseches. Even by amda, umisachseches. The Rabbeinu Chananel assumes the chen v'ni is out. If you understood that, fine. If not, no problem. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel's answer. Uparkin on last line, anusa. Sha'amda la'atel mayim. The animal stopped to urinate. V'lo sichsicha. Not misachseches. The Gemara in the Maskana moves away from misachseches. See, that was lo sichsicha. Why do you think there's an asterisk there? According to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, in the Maskana, the Gemara, the Balagabal is chayiv for normally spread fire without misachseches, even though someone else lit the fire. Here's the Kasha, who can come up with the answer. What's the difference between a dog that takes a coal attached to bread that belongs to Alex and moves it somewhere else? We said, oh, there is no way for a shlakish to have ash there. It's either tzara or it's shikaron. As opposed to the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel's read in the Maskana, how they make their way through the Gemara, we're not going to learn right now. But in the Maskana, the Baal HaGamol and Samach Beis, according to Reish Lakish, is Chayiv Midin Eish, not by Misach Seches, where it becomes Shein, Regel, and Karen. How could the fire on Samach Beis be Mimono Shel Baal HaGamol, and therefore Reish Lakish can learn Eish? And the fire coal attached to the bread can't be Mimono Shel Baal HaKelev, and therefore Reish Lakish has to reorient the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph to be Karen, Tzoros, whatever. What's the difference between the two cases? Try to find the difference. What's the difference in Metzias? And then tell me the difference in logic. What's the difference in the two cases? And then, of course, apply it logically. Yossi?
The dog is just picking up and moving out the camera as flex.
In chemical terms, correct. The gumball is providing the fuel for the fire. Not the energy, but the fuel for combustion. Whereas the dog isn't providing fuel, he's just taking this entire combustion element and moving it. Just because I can't call the kelev side the balak takala because someone else lit it and provided the fuel, provided an entire package of fire, doesn't mean I can't call the gumball side balak takala, because even though they took fire that someone lit, but they created a whole new takala by creating the combustible fuel that will lead to the fire. Needs two things to happen, oxygen and fuel. In the absence of either of those, the fire will go out. The energy won't have anything to create the process with. So just like the Malabe, chemistry fans, what is the Malabe providing? Oxygen. What is the Gamal providing? Fuel. What is the Kelev providing? Nunca. Nothing. So the Kelev can't be the Baal HaTakala. But maybe the Gamal can be the Baal HaTakala. Because even though someone lit the fire, that fire is going to last 0.0001 seconds without oxygen and fuel. And you provide, okay, even if the store owner has a lot of fire, there's a candle there. You provided the fuel. It will allow this fire to continue to move. Namely, you can be Baal HaTakala either by removing someone else's fire and redepositing it, Rabbeinu Chananel, or by adding fuel for the fire to continue to move in a way that it wouldn't before, or by adding oxygen. This case of the Rambam is exactly parallel to the Malabe, where you're, instead of adding oxygen, I'm adding fuel. But either way, I am now the Baal HaTakala. Yes, Abby.
Isn't that just what the Mishnah is talking about, with the one who's bringing the fire and one who's bringing the wood?
Okay, but we'll see. Maybe we'll talk about that mission a little bit later. But the one who brought the fire never, let's say he just bought a torch that was going to go out, as opposed to the candle of the chemini where the fire is going full time, and therefore I just added fuel that allowed it to move. I created the movement from it and I took it outside. But correct. Well, if we have a chance, we'll see that, especially going to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Yes, Alicia.
If this is equivalent to the Mishnah, then shouldn't Rashi agree? Meaning, Rashi agreed that the Mishnah was good enough to change the Baal HaTakala to here.
Right. It happens to be a really famous kasha on Rashi. So, you're asking it, I'm asking it. Evidently, Rashi was a hardliner. Whoever lights the fire, whoever starts the fire, he gets the song. You didn't start the fire, you're not the Baal HaTakala. You can lift it, you can juggle it, you can blow it. I mean, blowing it to something else, because you're actually supplying oxygen. Whereas here, the Baal HaGamal can never be the Baal HaTakala, according to Rashi. Okay? Correct. I mean, it's not your kasha. It's like a Shaykh Pilas, a kasha in Rashi. It's your pishtan. You know, that's just, once I say it, it's so obvious, right? I convince you, now you have a kasher on Rashi. Okay? Ari.
Didn't the Kerov also, provide fuel for the fire when he brought it to the Kaddish?
Right, but he didn't enhance the fire's threat to the Kaddish. He fed the Kaddish, but the Kaddish was not threatened anymore by the Kelev because the fire would have spread on itself.
The Kelev itself isn't actually going to make a fire. That would also go out.
Okay, so I think the Gemara's assumption is the kachalas were spread, as opposed to Chareshad Rekatan, where you give the kachalas, as we'll see in Rabbi Yochanan, it would have gone out. But correct, if the kachalas was on the way out and the dog brought it to the Gaddish, then dog and Gaddish to kachalas is like Gamal and Pishtan to the Ner of the Chavani, then you'd have the same maskana according to Ben Chananel, not necessarily according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, if I didn't light the fire, I'm not Baal Takala. It's a very, very deep Elisha idea. If I didn't light the fire, I'm not Baal Takala. Even if the fire would have gone out without me, I can't be Baal Takala unless I'm the igniter, unless I create ignition and I kindle it. You saw David. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalid says B'Shashimer Gachalsa, which is why the Bala Gachalas is Pater. Right, but the dog is only creating motion. There's enough heat and combustion for it to spread. I encircle it, but I'm not affecting the fire that I could be the author of the fire. I'm just bringing this fire that's capable of doing damage, which was protected by the Balachar, and therefore was out of the picture, and bring it to the point of the crime. As opposed to the Pishtim, where I'm creating the element that burns the city. Okay. Let's review, and I'll just mention Tulsos very, very quickly. It's not our topic, but there's something I've been saying again and again and again, and I've been brainwashing you. I want to make sure I'm not brainwashing you, because there's something I've been saying. Wait a second, how could you say that? That doesn't make so much sense. And that's how Tulsos is in the Kash of the Gemara. Okay? So far, we have discussed Rish Lakish. We're going to segue in Mirz Hashem tomorrow to Yochanan, and we have three ways to understand Rish Lakish. 1, 2a, and 2b. One is Rish Lakish has nothing to do with Malin Shehizik. It's all Pshia. The Kasha is, and you'll see in a moment, maybe Tulsos could say this. I'm not convinced that Tulsos doesn't say this. The problem is, and what was the Kasha in Rish Lakish? Why can't you be B'chayiv? Because you were Poshea with your animal, who then took a fire and lit the Gaddish or lit the town. What's the Gemara's problem? Sounds like, unless you see what Tulsos will say in a moment, it sounds like, according to Rish Lakish, Nemono is not Pshi, it's something else. If it's something more literal, what is it? Well, it could be literal bilus. How can you own fire? Well, maybe the Torah gives it to you. Or it's not literal owner. Mimono doesn't mean legal ownership. Mimono means you authored this hazard. You're the Baal HaTakal, as Rabbeinu Peretz said. Now, if you're the Baal HaTakal, then what's the problem with Rish Lakish? Just because the dog took someone else's fire and the dog's in your Baal HaTakal, we'll see how Tulsos learns in a moment. We'll see. Tulsos' way of learning the Gemara is in no way related to Eish or very, very marginally related to Ish. Tulsos feels the Gemara's problem with Rish Lakish is a whole different issue, which is not our sugya, which I'll talk about in a moment. According to Tulsos, from that word, Alex, lab emona debala kelev, we can't prove anything about Ish. That word is not an Ish indicator. It's don't start talking about memona shehizik in the case of kelev. You have a problem, which we'll see in a moment. But pashtos, it sounds like it's an Ish-related problem. Has to be mamon, but it's not your mamon. What do you mean? Dog owns it, dog lifts it, emona debala kelev. So the other way to learn sounds like it's not that you own it legally, but you're the author of the hazard. Now, according to Rashi, once someone else lit the fire, you can't be the author of the hazard, which means that both in the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph and in the Mishnah and Daf Simcha Beis, there is no possibility of Eish going to Rish Lakish. How would there be a Chiyav in the Mishnah and Chaf Aleph? That's Soros or Karen. How would there be a Chiyav in the Mishnah Samach Beis? Misach Seches, that means it's Karen, Shein, or Regal. And there's no possibility where animals move fire in any way, shape, or form to be the chai of the owner of the animal for Eish. Because once someone else lights the fire and the animal moves it, whether it's the movement of the kelev or the movement of the gamel, someone else lit the fire, someone else is the Baal Takala, the kelev and the gamel can't be the Baal Takala. However, it could be that there are medium positions in which even if someone else lit it, certain actions of animals can make the Baal HaKelev or the Baal HaGamel into the Baal HaTakala. Either because the kelev lifted it, and that's why Rabbeinu Chananel says it must be that we're not talking about the kelev lifted it, and that's why he can't have Eish in the sugya. according to Rish Lakish, but if the Kelev did lift it, it's fine, according to Rish Lakish. And since the Gemara is convinced that there's no way, since according to Rish Lakish, it must be the animal didn't lift it. And that's why Rish Lakish has to hold the Mishnah Karen and Tzvera, so according to Ben Hananel's Karen. Or, according to the Rambam and the Ben Hananel, let's say the animal didn't just move it, but the animal provided the fuel. In that case, even though someone else lit the fire, in the case of Pishtan, as opposed to the Charera, where the animal provided the fuel, then even though Reuven lit it, the Balagamal, the Balakelef, can be Chayev, because they are the Balatakal. Okay. End of conversation for Rish Lakish. How would you learn the Kasha if you hold that Mamona means Shia? What's the problem with Rish Lakish? And this is what this was Alex what made us move over from the Pshia Pshia. Or if you take the hard line shot that a dog can always be a Baal Takala, like Rebbeinu, like I was assuming Rebbeinu Karts. What's the problem with Rish Lakish in our Mishnah? Elo, the Rish Lakish, lab memona de Baal HaKelef. Koin to Biyachana, it's kacho de Kelef, it's fine. Koin to Rish Lakish, it means lab memona de Baal HaKelef. Tosfos believes that this is not a kasha that's Eish based. Tosfos believes this is a kasha that reflects a fundamental paradigm, a fundamental principle of Bava Kama. You are chayiv for damages your animal does with its body. Not damages the animal enables that don't happen with its body. I know it's on your mind, those dirty little minds of yours. I know what you're thinking of, but just hold off. What's the paradigm for the halacha that you are not chayiv for damages your animal did that weren't done directly with its body? What's the paradigm for that? Anyone know? Ishbar v'lasharbar. Ki yichre ishbar v'chiyiftach ishbar v'chiyich ishbar. The Gemara dashens a memches. Trust me. If my shore creates a bar, I'm not chayif. My shore damages with its body, Karen Shane Reg, I'm chayif. My animal creates a bar, and I'm not chayif. I would have said, Natan, that's a bor halacha. Bor needs cognitive intent. Period, right? Minimize. It's a bor halacha. Don't tell me anything else. Get the bor. Tosfos believes it's not just a bor limitation. It's a global limitation. The chiyav of niske mamon is limited only to damages that come from your animal's body. And I have a problem with that. I could reject Tosfos. I could question. I could debunk. But let's just go with Tosfos. I don't want to get into this rabbit hole because it's an interesting question. Tosfos says that's the problem with the Kelev and the Gamal according to Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, you're not willing to call Eish Chetz, which means you're not willing to use Eish as Koach. If Eish is Koach, so it's my Koach, it's my animal's Koach, right? We know that I'm Chai from animal's Koach. But if Eish is my mamon, when I light it. And in this case, it's my animal's mamon, however you define mamon. And you want to be machai of me for my animal's eish, because I'm the poshea. You want to be machai of me for my animal's eish, because I'm the baal takala, what my animal did. I'm only chai for things my animal did with its body, not things my animal did by enabling hezek to happen. Namely, according to Tosfos, the problem with Shlakish has nothing to do specifically with Eish. It's a global issue that I'm only chayiv. Let's say you're a Pshia man. You're the biggest Pshia fan in the world. That's what you think Bava Kama is driven by. And that's what you think where Shlakish holds as a Mechayiv Azaria. When you light a fire, it's not Chitza, Mishra Mamano, you're the ultimate Poshea. Okay, so then why not? What's the problem? Why can't you be Poshea for your animal's fire? The answer is, you maybe are a Poshea. You're the most negligent guy in the world. You're the biggest crook in the world for letting your animal run around. Pyro animal. Your dog's called Pyro, and your Pyro is running around lighting the town on fire. The biggest Pshia in the world. You know what? You're not chayiv for damages your animal does through your horrible Pshia, unless it does it with its body. How do we know? Ish bar v'lo shor bar. Ish eish v'lo kiteitz eish. Ish eish v'lo shor eish. Yeah, in Shemayim, you're the worst guy in the world. You're the biggest Pshia. But that's outside of the context. That's outside of the parameters of Bava Kama. Ish bar v'lo shor bar. Ish eish v'lo kelev eish. V'lo shor eish. V'lo gamol eish. Or I'll say in a different version. Let's say, Dovi, you're the biggest Baal HaTakala addict. You say Baal HaTakala left and right, like Tosfos on Daf and Rav. Here's a Takala, you're a Takala, he's a Takala, Boris a Takala, Ish Takala, Mavin is a Takala. And that's what Rish Lakish meant by saying, Ari, you light a fire, you're the Baal HaTakala. And I don't care who owns it, you're always a Baal Takal. So then, what's the problem? Let the dog be the Baal Takal. Okay, the dog's Baal Takal. Why the heck should I be chayiv? My dog's Baal Takal. I was cheating you before. So the dog's Baal Takal, I'm chayiv. That's the kasha that Gemara has in Reish Lakish, and therefore, you could adopt the most generic position about Isha Misha Mimona, and there'd still be a kasha. Rashi's way of viewing Isha Misha Mimona was taken from the Gemara's kasha. Tosfos viewed Isha Misha Mimona in a way that sidestepped the kasha because the kasha is, let's just read Tosfos. This is a pretty simple Tosfos now that I've explained it to you. It's a short, a lot of juicy Tosfos in here. They're all short, but one is juicier than the next. Tav Chaf Beizim and Aleph, what's the kasha going to Reish Lakish? Going to Tosfos that I don't really need Mamon, I don't need. I could be Pshia, I could be Baal Takala without Mammon component. I don't care who lit the fire, the dogs, the new Takala. Gemara says, Lav Mimono de Baal Kelevu, to who lowered legal? Okay, who cares? I don't need Mammon, who lowered legal? I need Takala, Pshia, who cares? I don't really know what Tosfos says, but I don't care that someone else lit it. The El Eish Shel Kalbo, it is the Eish of your Kelev. Tosfos Nam is a concern that it belongs to someone else or someone lit it. Tosfos just says, El Eish Shel Kalbo, let's say the dog lit the fire. Yassi. So it's not Eishel Acher. Let's say the dog studied chemistry. The dog's name isn't Pyro, but Socrates. The dog studied chemistry and says, what would it be like for me to light a fire? Grabs a match within its mouth, lights the fire. It's not someone else's. Not Kelev Shenatel Charara Shel Chavero or Bala Gamal Shenatel Eish Mitoch Achanus. The Kelev lit its own fire. It's the Kelev's fire. You know what? I don't care. I'm not chayev for my kelev's fire. I'm chayev for my kelev's body. Not for my kelev's fire. El Eish Shel Kalbo. A real Mahadrit Eish Kalbo. It's the Eish of the kelev. Lochi Vasotar. Now Tosfos has a problem. Wait a second. If there's a generic, why do we need a pasuk by bor? So, the Afo God the Gabi bor, we need a pasuk to tell us you're not chayev for Yeshua's bor. We don't have a similar pasuk by Eish. So here Tosfos goes to systemic logic. Look at what Tosfos says. Last line. Mikol makom, pashit leila gemara mishum eza drasha. There's got to be some drasha out there that the Gemara knows. The pater al eish behemto. The gimel avos nemru bishor v'lo yosa. That's also a very provocative one. Because there's only three avos by shore. Keren, regel, and shein. And if you're chayev for your animal's secondary damages, there'd be four avos. I don't know. Why not? Why can't I just call... If the animal sets a fire through Karen, that'd be Karen, a subset of Karen. The animal sets a fire by Hanad, it'd be a subset of Shane. One is Tosfos rejected because then you'd be expanding from three to four. I could still say I'm chayiv for my animal's age without expanding the number from three to four. If my animal lights a fire, let's see. If the animal does it for pleasure, it's Shane. If the animal does it, it's just Shane indirect through fire. So it's a fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos rejects the possibility of being chayiv from an animal's fire, just like I'm not chayiv from an animal's boar. By boar, I have a pasuk. By eish, you know why I can't be chayiv from an animal's eish? Because then I'd overstep, I'd overtally three. What do you mean? Don't overtally three, just call it within the three. So that's a separate kasha. That was a very, very deep Tosfos. I would reject it. Just say, just like, you know what I would say if Tosfos in the room, if you asked me to be a Baal Tosfos for 2 minutes, I would say, like I said before, the pasuk by boar is a paradigm for all mazikin. It's not a boar halacha. When the Torah says, Ish bor velo shor bor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you're only chayiv for the damages of your animal that it performs with this body, not the damages that it enables that aren't performed with this body. That's what I would say. Tosfos looks at it from the other angle. Oh, you have a pasuk by bor. Where's your pasuk by eish? There must be an internal svar. What do you mean? Just take the pasuk by bor and make it into a universal pasuk. That's where you know the principle from. That's what I would say if Tosfos was in the room, but Tosfos doesn't say that. Anyway, followed more or less. I'll just repeat the kasha, show you why it's important in the sugya, and then of course bring the monster back into the room. Because wait a second, can you start thinking of, I'm not chayev for damages that my animal did without doing it with its body? Then why am I chayev for tzaras? I quoted this tzaras to you by tzaras. I could tzaras be chayev. Into whose hands does this play wonderfully? Maybe, but even better, Ben Chanan. Even more Ben Chanan than Ben Chanan. Whose hands? Let's do a little chazar if it starts. I can't help myself. Who does this play into? Let's see. I'll give you A and B of the syllogism, you give me C. If you can't be chayev for normal mazikin for damages the animal didn't do with his body, That's A. B, and you're chayev for svaros, which the animal didn't do with its body. So it must be that svaros isn't a normal mazik. Who am I paraphrasing now? Okay, it's a new mazik. That's why you need a new mazik. So it's more of Ben Hananel than Ben Hananel. Ben Hananel calls it Mashiach, so you need to be even more than Ben Hananel. Because you're not chayev for animal-created hazards. So it's off the books in Bava Kamma. That could be on the books when you're off the books, because it's a new book. It could be on the first book. It's not about Eish. It's more about Bava Kamma. According to Rashi, there's something about the definition of Yishim Mishnah Manor that clashes with Kelev. And the clash is the Kelev didn't create the fire. The Gumbel didn't create the fire. Someone else created the fire. According to Tosos, the clash in Reish Lakish is not who created the fire, even if the Kelev created the fire. You're chayev for direct damages of animals, not indirect, not non-bodily damages of animals. It's not a uniquely H problem. It's a Bora problem. It's a Tzoros problem. It just happens to come up. Okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we sidestep the problem. Because you call Eish Kochor, as we'll see in the next couple of Shiram. According to Reish Lakish, you're facing this Bava Kamma problem, which leaves you free to say whatever you want about Yishim Mishim Mimono. According to Reish Lakish, call whatever you want. I have a problem. It's a Bava Kamma flaw. Call Mimono Pshia. Too bad. End of the line, you're not chayev for Pshias. The biggest Moshe in the world, Azar. Your biggest Moshe. Just like when you light the fire, maybe you're a bigger Moshe because your dog is named Pyro and Socrates. He's smart enough to light a fire and he's a pyromaniac. So you're a much bigger Moshe about your dog than you are about your own fire, which you hoped you could contain. I don't care. You're not chayev for your biggest Moshe in the world on damages your animal didn't perform with his body, period. Or you want to say, Dovi, the biggest Baal Takal in the world. The animal is Baal Takal. I don't care who owns it. You lit the fire, my animal is a Baal Takal because it moved it. Ari, you moved it to the Gadish. I don't care. You're not chayev for damages which animals don't do in their bodies. Period. Unless you're a Rabbi Yochanan that we turn it into your body by kochel kegufa. That's how Tosfos learned the kasha, which makes it difficult, Gavri, for us to understand how Tosfos viewed Mimono, especially since he doesn't tell us. This is the big sphinx. Tosfos in the sugi is a sphinx. He doesn't tell us what Mimono is, and he learns the kasha in a way that doesn't help us with Mimono. Rashi is not a sphinx. Rashi tells us what Mamono is, or at least he starts hinting. He can't have someone else's Mamon. And that's the Kasha of the Gemara, so at least he centers us, even though he doesn't give us the content. I'm taking, you could disagree with this, I'm taking Rabbeinu Peretz's logic and articulation and thrusting it into Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Rambam, and just making Rabbeinu Peretz more of an extreme. Rabbeinu Peretz was in the mold of Tosfos, that once you say Baal Takala, I don't care about who owned and who lit the fire, and therefore the Kasha should be a general Kasha. I think that Rashi, in the Bein Hanan, everyone else said, wait a second, to be Baal Takala, it's important who lit the fire, did you lift the fire, is it Pishtan? Baal Takala, Azaria, is not so simple. Who is a Baal Takala? We have to sit there and define it better, and these cases help us define it. But you could say Baal Takala, say, oh, I don't care. Baal Takala, you lit, I lit, my animal moved it, like you guys were saying. And again, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, I think in the Bein Hanan, you're wrong. In the Rambam, you're wrong. In the Bein Peretz, you may be right. And the Kelev is the new Baal Takala, even though it was lit and owned by someone else, and the Kelev just moved to the Kaddish. And the only problem with Eish in this mission, according to Reish Lakish, is, okay, but it's Eish, and you're not chayiv for your animals. Eish, you're chayiv for your animals' damage. Okay? So it's really very, very nice logic, it's like I said several times, to see how all the parts interplay with one another, and how the technical problems in the Sugya lead to the Lumbus. Tomorrow we'll get to the main thoroughfare of Eish, and that's Chitzel, according to Yochanan. And we don't have to worry about Mimono, and then we're going to move over to Adam and Kocho, and this is really the, you know, the more well-known, well-trodden, like, you're smiling because you had a shear in it or something, or, no, because you started. I mean, most people, the Lon Ishim Mishim Chisa, they just skip over Mimono, they just go right to Rabbi Yochanan, the famous Muki Yosef, the famous Lumdus, and there's a lot here. They don't even pay attention to Reish Lakish. The irony is, this is one of the ironies, to a degree, Bava Kamma is more affected by Reish Lakish than it is by Rabbi Yochanan. Because Reish Lakish put it into the world in Niskei Mammon. So it helps us understand Yetziras HaMazik, Pshia, Mammonus. Whereas in Yochanan, it's Adam. So now we're going to move to Adam HaMazik. Once we're in Adam HaMazik, or it's more than the boundary, it's less Niskei Mammon, it's more Adam HaMazik and Kocho. So the irony is, if you're looking for Bava Kamma information, it's Reish Lakish that's valuable. If you're looking for a nice, fancy Mukayose, famous Mukayose, Bava Kamma, then you go through Yochanan. Okay, again, my apologies. It's been a long night. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. Well, I'll share tomorrow. Hopefully the first thing, I think it should be all right. Okay, yes, Azaria.
So,